exhausts and keep your kingdom or car roadworthy, all at prices that won't raid your royal treasury. Royal Tire and Auto Repair of Petoskey, where every driver is treated like royalty.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. This is the second half hour of hour number two here on this Tuesday, June 16, 2026 edition. One of the things that happens on Mondays is MERS News Service, good friend of mine, Kyle Malin, the editor and one of the owners of MERS News Service, have been ranked consistently the number one news source in Lansing, covering the state capitol, covering all the things happening between the House, the Senate, the governor. Just greatly appreciate them and all the research that they do, their reporters. It's just a really well-run news service that we subscribe to, along with many others that I look at and prep for the show every single morning before the show, and then late at night before I go to bed. Check to see if anything has popped up at night, and then in the morning I check to see if anything's been updated. Well, every Monday they do what's called Pundit Monday, and there's certain topics that they get politicos' opinions on. Usually it's 4 to 5 politicos from Lansing. I have answered questions for them in the past. As a guest commentator, they email me the questions, and then I write my answers back. But there's something going on in the political world that they wanted to talk about. Political campaigns have changed over the years, forcing people to, as David Bowie puts it in one of his songs, turn and face the strange. From technology and the use of artificial intelligence to yard signs. But what is really totally strange right now, what are the chances that the Constitutional Convention can finish across the finish line and be approved this year? MERS News Service sat down with political consultants and asked them about the motivation for voters to come out and vote in this usually low turnout midterm election. Presidential elections that we went through back on November 5th, 2024, usually doubles the turnout that we get in the midterm elections when we elect a new U.S. senator, a new governor, a new attorney general, a new secretary of state, and potentially a new majority in the state senate. Well, one of the very first questions they came up with, have you ever seen fewer campaign signs in an election cycle than in years past compared to this year? And what do you think the reason is? Well, one of the consultants, Brian Smitsky, he's a political strategist consultant, said, I think it's too early in the cycle to say for sure. Ultimately, August is the primary. This largely depends on the area that you live in and whether you're holding any strongly contested primaries. But for the races that I'm involved in, I can say there's still major demand on the ground from supporters wanting yard signs. If you have met a candidate, maybe perhaps at a town hall meeting or a special invite meeting, you hear what they have to say. I like what I'm hearing. I'm willing to put up a yard sign to support you in my yard. Well, that's what Brian thinks is mostly driving it right now. Progress Michigan Executive Director Justin Mendoza, someone I hardly ever agree with, said, I don't think I've ever seen fewer signs than we have in past years. I've seen in my area that candidates are starting to put them out now, which makes sense as we are approaching absentee ballots being mailed out. So I think those involved in primaries are starting to do it right now, but it's still pretty light in my area. Well, guess what, folks? It's a week from today. Next Tuesday, June 23rd, the 45 days of early absentee voting begins, and the ballots are going to start being mailed out next week. Another person that they talked to, Andrea Bitley, Bitley Communications. She said, first of all, it's June. Since the August primaries are coming up, with yard signs now being very expensive and signs don't actually vote. A lot of campaigns are opting to make signs available on their online stores for their campaigns rather than keeping them in the campaign offices and offering them to the public for free. John James, for example, has them available in his campaign store for $20. And Jocelyn Benson has them for $24. I can't imagine that very many folks are interested in buying a yard sign at this point. But come September and October, they might be willing to. At that point, I would imagine the campaigns will also start handing them out at no cost, but we'll have to wait and see. Grassroots Midwest CEO Adrian Hammond. I would say it's actually diminished quite a bit. In some areas, you still see a lot of them, but I mean, signs are a terrible way to spend money. And candidates are starting to recognize that. Consultants have known it for a while, but they're not targeted. And the signs themselves now have become really expensive. Pretty interesting perspective there. Another question. What has been the biggest change in campaigning in the time that you've been politically involved? Well, Mendoza said, I would say there's been a couple of things that have changed. Number one, candidates are fighting each other more in the press. I think it used to be more of just a contrast and, you know, here we go. But especially this cycle, I'm seeing candidates really pull out the negatives and try to run those directly from their campaigns, which I see as being a shift. The other thing I'd say is that I've seen over the past few years less and less emphasis on phone calls. So people are just getting fewer calls from candidates, which I think is maybe because we answer the phone less often. Many people just let everything go to voicemail and then decide who it is, especially if they don't recognize the number. I think people are neglecting the fact that some folks actually like to have the phone calls to hear and actually talk with the candidates. Andrea Bitley said social media and artificial intelligence. Basic websites for candidates were around beginning in the early 2000s. But now a campaign website matters less than the campaign's social media, email, and even social platforms advertising. Candidates now have the ability to get in front of 10 million-ish people in Michigan via the internet, making it possible for them to announce their upcoming events, do live stream videos, and be able to follow up nearly instantly with those listening or watching. Also, social media, creating artificial intelligence ads has changed the way campaigns are getting and creating advertising. now any candidate can say or do almost anything they or their competitors want them to do. Adrian Hemmings said the amount and quality of data that is available about every single adult in America. That's lots of information that can very easily be searched just by asking your phone. Last one to answer this one, Brian Smitsky said, the sheer amount of video content a campaign can produce with very little expense. Back in 2012, it was unheard of to publish a video that wasn't highly polished. Now candidates are putting out huge amounts of self-produced content from their phones, from driving in a car, to being at an event live, feeding the videos directly out to Instagram, TikTok, and their Facebook pages. To me, this has changed everything. And then lastly, how real is the possibilities that voters in Michigan could approve a constitutional convention in November's ballot election? Adrian Bitley, I think the possibility is low. However, it's not zero. Voters have shown that they're willing to flip the script if they're mad enough. Well, I didn't think of that. How mad are the voters? How much have they had enough? How much do they feel that the Constitution needs to be changed? Take it out on the Constitution. Well, Adrian Hemmings said, there's a non-zero likelihood, but I don't think it's especially likely that the ConCon question, which has failed by less every single time since it's been on the ballot, since the new Constitution in 1963. The trend line would seem to indicate that there's at least a chance. However, I don't think it's going to happen. There's no organized campaign to support it. However, there is organized campaigns opposing it. We'll have to wait and see, but how angry are the voters? Pretty interesting. We'll get to the other two consultants, their opinions about the possibility of a ConCon passing in November. We'll take a short break. We'll be right back.
Pain in your neck, back, shoulders, elbows, wrists, hands, hips, knees, or feet? Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic deep tissue laser treatment for you. This technology relieves pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience fast robotic deep tissue laser pain relief at a special price. Call us Monday through Wednesday to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sioux St. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Gun owners in Northern Michigan don't have to go far to get their firearm problem solved. Curtis Gunsmithing handles all gun work, adjustments, bluing, rebarreling, cleaning, and even FFL transfers. Need a stock refinished or some custom work done? How about a trigger job? That's right. Let the gun doctor, Tom Curtis of Curtis Gunsmithing, take care of old Betsy. She'll be in good hands. Call 231-347-3487. That's 347-3487. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey.
I'm Justin Michael. I come from more than a century of Republican heritage, a family that has served this country, this state, and our communities with integrity and conviction. My great-grandfather, Edward C. Morrison, served Michigan in the State House as a proud Republican, and that legacy lives in me today. I'm a strong Republican, a combat veteran, and a constitutional conservative, and I believe in limited government, fiscal responsibility, and secure borders. Our district deserves a representative who won't bend, won't break, and won't play political games. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
This July 4th, celebrate America's 250th birthday at the biggest party in mid-Michigan at Liberty Mountain USA in Farwell. Featuring Mark Farner's American Band, the Dave Mead Band, and more special guests. Sing along to classic hits, enjoy a spectacular fireworks finale, and camp on-site for the full weekend. Tickets start at just $15. Kids 12 and under are free. Don't miss it. Get your tickets now at libertymountainusa.com and click on events. Come join us and bring your friends.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Last segment, hour number two, just wrapping up this political pundit Monday. Four different politicos in Lansing asking questions presented by MERS News Service. How real is the possibility that voters could approve a constitutional convention via the November general election ballot? Brian Smitsky says, I think it's too early to say. I think if you ask the average voter right now, they would have no idea even what you're talking about. So education needs to be done on both sides of this issue. Well, Mendoza answered it this way. Our internal polling shows a surprising number of folks who are willing to consider a constitutional convention. Enough that we don't think it's the outside the realm of possibility that it could pass if folks don't understand the impact. We know that if this convention were to happen, we could see limitations on voting rights that Michiganders have voted for in the last few election cycles, limitations on reproductive freedom, referring to Proposal 3, anything goes abortion is in the Constitution. And we could even look at other things such as greater risk for anyone to consider regarding firearms, the recent laws that have gone into effect, even possibly the Second Amendment rights we currently have right now. Last question. They asked the four, what do you think will bring people to the polls during usually this low turnout midterm election? Well, Adrian Hemman said, well, based on the president running the economy into a ditch. The president ran the economy into a ditch. That will be the Democrats' talking points over and over again. Brian Smitsky said it's going to be kitchen table issues like taxes. If you take a look at the governor's race, the most talked about issue is eliminating income and property taxes. On the Republican side, this is a high, huge motivator for their base as well as independent voters, especially in suburban and rural areas. Mendoza says, I think there is an overwhelming sense of both corruption and disappointment in elected officials at the federal level, and even some at the state level. I think that voters are looking for a new type of politics. They want something that's more reactive to the voices of the voters. Perhaps something that will limit corporate power in our politics. And I think the evidence for that is overwhelming support we're seeing over the ballot initiative, Michigan Money Out of Politics, which, by the way, will be appearing on the ballot this November. Andrea Bitley said, I think it's going to depend on people's anger, depending on the state of the economy, the price of gasoline. We might see strong turnout amongst the Democrats, but historically, Trump voters haven't turned out in midterm elections. But it is possible this year will be different. Well, this year it has to be different. Anybody out there listening, if you know friends that only vote in presidential elections this year, you need to make sure they understand what is on the line. First time in a long time, they were electing a new governor and a new U.S. senator in the same election. That's number one. Number two, getting the right attorney general and the right secretary of state. And finally, hoping the Republicans put up the right candidates to take back the state Senate. If the Senate can go back to Republican majority along with the new Republican governor, they together can basically undo a lot of what Governor Gretchen Whitmer and her trifecta did back in 2023-2024. This green energy plan, all of this insanity they were able to ram through can all be completely undone and reversed by a Republican governor and a Republican majority in the state Senate. So it just comes down to the fact that people need to understand the importance of this midterm election. A lot is at stake. And even getting a Republican U.S. Senator, Mike Rogers, to be a counter to Elisa Slotkin. If you look at the state's population, folks, we're almost basically split right down the middle. If you take away the independents, it's about 40% Republican, 40% Democrat. And we have two U.S. senators. Shouldn't one be a Republican and the other be a Democrat? 20%, the independents in the middle, they're the ones that are going to decide the direction of our state. You independents out there, you need to absolutely vet these candidates and vote in the primary on August 4th.
Listening to your defending fathers with trucker Randy Bishop.
Hear ye, citizens of Northern Michigan. Your Royal Chariot deserves the finest care. From noble new tires to auto repairs, Royal Tire has decreed smoother travels for all.
Alas, my trusty steed hath a flat
and terrible brakes.
Fear not, fair knight. At Royal Tire of Petoskey, we fix flats, tame brakes, quell noisy exhausts, and keep your kingdom, car roadworthy. All at prices that won't raid your royal treasury. Royal Tire and Auto Repair of Petoskey, where every driver is treated like royalty.
Maybe you're looking to sell an old firearm that's been sitting around the house just collecting dust. Or maybe you've been thinking it's time to upgrade to a newer model or caliber.